Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. My mouth has gotten me into more trouble than I would care to think about or even admit, so don't think that this story is easy for me at all to admit in such an open forum. But here goes. I've had my share of reality checks when my tongue would spit fire, especially if there was something stressful on my mind. One day, my daughter Carmen and I stopped by the cleaners to pick up my order. After I paid for the order, the shop clerk gave me my change, but instead of counting out my change, he just put it in the palm of my hand, along with the receipt. With obvious sarcasm, I said, "What? You can't count back my change?" Without skipping a beat, he started shouting and cursing obscenities at me. He told me to leave his store and never come back and practically threw my cleaning at me. My heart started pounding really fast as I tried to act cool, confident, and unafraid. As Carmen and I walked out the door, we could still hear him cursing the worst words one could imagine. It was apparent that Carmen was embarrassed to be walking with me, and rightfully so. She was old enough to know who was at fault. Now granted, maybe this guy shouldn't have been using the words that he was using, but I didn't need to say what I said. As we drove away, I tried to justify my behavior by telling her that he was wrong for not counting back my change and for cursing like that in front of a child. It wasn't until several months later that I admitted my actions to my daughter and told her how wrong I had been. I was embarrassed and humbled at the same time. Since that day, I had witnessed shouts and sarcastic tones from customers toward bank tellers, ticket takers, cashiers, salespeople, waitresses, waiters, anybody else who was in service to someone else. It continually reminded me of how I treated that shop owner. These were people who chose to be in service to others and who should be treated with dignity and thankfulness. Every time I witnessed an employee in a store being verbally ridiculed by a customer, I saw my own reflection. I do believe in clearing the past and cleaning up the debris that we leave behind. I wondered what kind of impact had I had on that shop owner's day. Had he just recently had a misfortune in his life, and I made his life even worse? I could have started a chain reaction, where he could have yelled at an employee, and then that employee yelled at their spouse or child. There were endless possibilities, and all because of my lack of respect and consideration. How many lives had I affected with my fiery tongue? After several more months, I couldn't stand the reflection anymore. Humbly returning to the shop with my cleaning in my hand, I apologized for my sharp tongue and asked the owner and his employees one by one for forgiveness. We shared our insights, laughed a little, and then I asked if they would allow me to be their customer again. Without hesitation, they all agreed. Folks, when we speak, we're responsible for the words that we choose to say, and our words have the power to influence others in a negative or positive manner. When we have chosen to speak unkindly, it is important to acknowledge the impact of those words on other people. Once we recognize our shortcomings, we need to move in the direction of change and improvement. Now, get out there, go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dainada, gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.